This is the Tiger 102.75.
Eight monks from three temples in Phuket were defrocked after posting positive drug tests. Phuket officers raided three temples in Muang Phuket and the Katu district after locals complained about drugs in the temples. Officers conducted urine drug tests on the monks. The drug tests show that one monk from Samkong Temple and seven other monks from the Katu Temple came up with a positive reading. The eight monks have now been defrocked by a senior monk before being taken to the Phuket Provincial Narcotics Control Management Centre for further drugs treatment. Police are investigating the temples and questioning the monks. The Land Transport Department is finally claiming that they're ready to link the databases from the police and land transport so they can better track traffic offenders who haven't paid their fines. Starting in the first quarter of next year, police-issued traffic tickets will be linked to the Land Transport Department system. This will result in an automatic suspension of vehicle tax renewal for those failing to pay traffic fines. The Department Chief for the Land Transport Department says the draft bill was now before the Secretariat of the Cabinet, which would then forward it to the Cabinet and the NLA for approval. This will allow the two databases to be linked and adjust fines for driving without a license or driving with an expired, suspended or confiscated license. And lots of torpedo scads, it's a type of fish, have been caught at Nyham this week in what's been described as a normal phenomenon which happens twice a year. About 10 local catter fishermen caught the scads, about 3 or 4,000 on Sunday night. Many people were worried that this was abnormal or some portent of disaster. But the Andaman Sea Fisheries Research and Development Centre says this was just a normal phenomenon. And it's Father's Day around Thailand today, so happy Father's Day. It's a date that commemorates the birthday of the late King Bhumibol Adulyadej. Some public offices will be closed today, but most shops will be open. An alleged drug mule's been shot dead and 6.1 million methamphetamine pills seized following a pre-dawn clash between a combined police-military team and a group of drug couriers in the border area of the northern province of Chiang Rai. The 3 a.m. drug intercept operation was conducted following a tip-off about an alleged drug trafficking network smuggling narcotics into Thailand using a Mitsubishi pickup truck. Officers spotted the loaded truck suspiciously cruising an area with a motorbike being ridden in front of it. Officers tailed the vehicle and attempted to get the truck to pull over for a search, but the driver sped away and reportedly opened fire on police. He was shot dead at the scene, but his accomplices fled. Officers found 30 backpacks containing 6.1 million methamphetamine pills in the truck and are now trying to locate more accomplices and seize their ill-gotten gains. The private sector is voicing confidence in the tax incentives offered by the government for shopping from December the 15th until January the 16th, as it will push up domestic spending and boost the country's gross domestic product in the fourth quarter this year by 0.2%. The chairman of the Thai Chamber of Commerce and Board of Trade says the tax refund would contribute positively to the economy. The head of Michelin Thailand said that this was the best policy to support the use of local rubber to manufacture tyres. Asia Books managing director said the measure is good for the book market and could help the industry achieve significant growth. A series of what's called New Year's gifts and tax incentives have been approved by the cabinet. They'll be rolled out over New Year and up to the Chinese New Year celebrations. And the NLA has passed a bill meant to ensure more effective tax collection, especially from e-commerce businesses. Under the bill proposed to the NLA meeting yesterday, financial institutions will be required to report transactions of customers' accounts which receive either more than 3,000 deposits and money transfers a year or more than 200 deposits and money transfers with a total of at least 2 million baht a year to the Revenue Department. The Deputy Finance Minister insisted the obligation is not too coercive, saying it would make sure the tax collection would be done more effectively. It complies with the PM Prayut Chan-o-cha's remarks that he wants the Revenue Department to consider ways to collect tax in a more sustainable manner.